white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, bro.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
Yo, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You.
You don't call
fuck
me a
you.
Cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
My name is Dwight. Once again, we are back here on Saturday night. It is the 9th of August. Is it? Oh, shit. No. It's the 9th of September. Fuck, Doc Brown, man. That time machine fucked me up. You said there was no side effects, man. We're here to do prank calls. Almost had some Groundhog Day shit going on here. God damn it. But we're going to do some prank calls, man. Don't really have an agenda tonight. We're just going to make some calls. I do have some potential celebrity numbers once again this week. I had people in the Patreon suggest people to call or try to find numbers for. So I took to the internets and tried to find those numbers. But we're gonna get on with it. Let me bring up the Skype and see what's what and who's who over there. Might have been some perverts popping over there by the time I get over there. You better have your pants on, perverts. Skype, you're live. Who has their pants on?
Take your pants off.
Never. Always start without your pants on. D-White machine. And your shirt off.
Wait a minute. Who took my pants? My pants are gone.
The underpants knows.
Watch out for those ticklers. Somebody might tickle you. Keep an eye down and up.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Oh, I was looking for Crystal.
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, there's no Crystal here.
Can you unzip your pants and check and see if you have a vagina in your pants?
What the fuck? Hello?
Did you check your vagina? What happened? What is the report? What did you find?
Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
Well, you need to quit calling me.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a criminal. I'll do what I want.
How'd you get this number?
The white pages.
The white pages?
Yeah. And I talked to Minikin Fox, and he said your tired brain received bad input. Hey, who is that? Is that Crystal?
No, this is my wife.
Well, who's that bitch? Who's that bitch?
I don't know how the fuck you got this number. Listen.
Let me talk to that bitch.
Don't call her no more.
Let me talk to that bitch.
What?
I want to ask her and make sure she's not Crystal. Put her on the phone, motherfucker, you.
Let me talk to you. This is not Crystal. Who the fuck's Crystal?
Hey, Crystal. So why is this man cock blocking?
What the fuck, buddy?
Yeah.
No, hey, let's not curse. We all have to go to church on Sunday, and I'll think God will look down upon us very nicely if you do that.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Can I speak to April, please?
This is she.
Hi, April. This is Dwight over here at Hulu. Understand that you were having an issue that may or may not have been solved completely. We still have you on the books here as having an open ticket.
Yes. Did you realize that I'm on the East Coast and it's 10 o'clock at night here?
I do not. I don't know, I guess, area codes by heart, so I'm not sure where the location is before I dial it.
Got it. Sorry, you woke me up. You scared me. My family's in Los Angeles, which is why I answered the call.
Mm. Well, it's a very lovely city. You should visit them sometime. What can I help you with here at Hulu?
I'm trying to remember. Sorry, you woke me up.
Sure.
I called the other day. Sorry, let me go downstairs so I don't wake up my whole entire family.
Okay.
Oh, right. I called the other day because we wanted to get ESPN. We had it through Spectrum, and obviously there was this whole issue with ESPN through them. So I wanted to add it to Hulu. I went online on the Hulu website, and it said that the ESPN was for $6.99 a month. I said, great. So let me – and then I clicked on the Sign Up Now button. So when I clicked on the Sign Up Now button, it locked me into my own account, and it charged me $9.99. So I said, wait. On the website, it says $6.99. So I called customer service. I think that's where the issue started. Customer service was just, first of all, didn't understand what I was trying to do, was trying to get me to completely leave Hulu and log on to ESPN by itself and try to do it that way. And I was just like, no, all I'm trying to do is add ESPN to Hulu. But the price is giving me $3 more a month than what it says on the website. So then they wanted me to prove it. So I said, fine. I took a screenshot. I sent it over. And the customer service person acknowledged the fact that it was $6.99. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. So $6.99 but $9.99. Yes, I'm following along perfectly.
Are you taking me seriously? Or
yes.
I
no. I'm 100% listening. I'm sorry. A coworker was. They brought something by.
Okay. When you're ready to take me seriously, you can go ahead and call me back. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and call the Better Business Bureau again. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, April. Dwight Ahulu again. We seem to have gotten disconnected. I think we had a miscommunication. Something about BBC's. Those channels are not offered through any subscription plan. Those are all a la carte. So you'll have to go through another service for that. We don't offer that. If you have any issues, give me a call back. I'll be more than happy to help you out. I'll be here for about the next 3 hours. Thanks, April. Goodbye. She did say BBC's, right? Okay. I thought
she said BBW.
Oh, she's fat?
I don't know. I got confused there. Is that the proper acronym? BBW? What the fuck?
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Shalanda.
You have the wrong number.
Okay, do you want me to solve her problem with you?
I'm sorry, I don't know who that person is.
Okay, well, she wants to lower her bill. Right now she has Verizon with us, but she wants to go to Spectrum Mobile.
No, I don't know who that person is. I bet you have the wrong phone number.
Okay, would you like to authorize the switch for her?
No, I don't know her.
Okay, can you just say yes one more time, and then I'll go ahead and do the switch, and I'll get my commission?
No, I'm still saying no, because I don't know this person. Goodbye.
Okay, what was your name, sir?
Hello?
Is that Shalanda?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Dwight over here at Verizon. We got word through social media that you're trying to switch to Spectrum and leave us.
Do you know what time it is?
I do not. They don't put clocks in here because they don't like us time watching. So I'm actually kind of unaware of what time it is.
Okay, it's 10:35 at night.
Okay. Oh, she hung up. I'm going to try her back. Piss her off.
Hello.
Hi, we got disconnected, Shalanda.
I know, because it's 10:35 at night.
Okay, yeah, that's why I don't know that, but that's perfect time for us to call,
okay,
because people are home from
work.
No,
it's not perfect. It's 10:35 p.m.
Okay.
Do you know people are going to bed?
Just calm the fuck down. I got some excellent deals for you.
Calm the fuck down. Who the fuck are you talking to?
I'm talking to Shalanda.
No, you're not, motherfucker. You got the wrong fucking phone number.
Listen, I got excellent deals. Nothing that Spectrum Mobile can meet. All right? Are you ready to get a pencil?
Come suck my husband's dick, you bitch.
Ma'am, I don't go to the prison and meet people, okay? When he gets out, you just let him... Oh, shit.
Hello?
Aaron.
Yeah?
Hi. I'm calling about the car.
Okay.
Zach, like, lent this thing to me, and he told me that it was his. And after it broke down, I was trying to get some information, like maybe if it had AAA, and I looked in the glove box, and I saw the name Aaron on the registration.
My car broke fucking down?
Yeah, it's broke down.
What?
Yeah, the 2017... The XTS?
What happened to it? What happened to it?
When I pulled into the gas station, I put in diesel. Because he said...
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Zach said not to get the cheap diesel, but get the good diesel.
You gotta be lying to me, dude.
No, he said he's like, listen, the nozzle's not gonna fit with the good diesel.
Listen,
he said
I can't fucking talk about this anymore. Zach and I are no longer like talking to each other. So,
I know, but the towing bill is your responsibility. I mean, it's your car. It's broke down.
Okay, so he didn't get fucking arrested.
I don't know where he's at.
Why would he give you my fucking car?
Because I have to go to work. I had a flat tire, and I can't afford to get anything from Discount Tire right now.
Okay, dude. I'm glad that, like, he's taking care of all of his friends, and he fucking stole my car. I gotta go.
He stole the car?
He stole my motherfucking car. For two or three weeks, he had my fucking car.
I don't want to be in possession of no stolen property.
Yeah. The motherfucker stole my car, dude. And, like, insanity. And fucking sanity.
No,
and he stole my stickers. He stole my fucking kicker comps.
The speakers?
I'm sorry. Yes, my speakers. She sold them.
No, listen. I'll pick this car up and I'll bring it back to you. I swear. I don't want. This is just wrong on all kinds of levels.
Why would he put diesel in my fucking car?
He told me.
He knows diesel does not go in my car.
Well, I didn't know if it was like an Audi or one of those, the BMW. Some of them run on diesel in their cars.
No, the car does not run on diesel.
He told me, he's like, the nozzle's going to be too big. It's not going to fit. You're going to have to butt it up to the hole.
Okay, listen, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
I'll have the tank
he
dropped.
He stole my car for 3 weeks long. What?
I'll have the tank dropped. I'll have the diesel taken out. I'll get a new fuel pump in here. It'll be okay. You don't. It's fine.
Sir, you can't.
Like that guy, he came into my life. I was trying to fucking help him, and he just like jacked my car and fucking screwed me like I was like 2 cents.
I mean, me and him are not on good terms anyway. He got my sister pregnant. And he's denying the kid.
Okay, well, I don't even need to hear this shit.
You stole my dog?
I moved from Miami to come to Omaha, to Nebraska, to find some like peace.
Yeah.
And to get away from the drama, and I'm like, I've got myself caught up in so much more bullshit than I need to be.
You know, I don't mean I'm gonna drop the whole car situation because I can see it's affecting you, but am I correct by assuming by your voice and you came from Miami that you're blonde, like dirty blonde hair?
Why does it matter?
Oh no, I was just wondering. You kept calling me baby. I thought we were just trying to get on another level.
No, not at all, love. Talk to you later.
I give good massages. She moved all the way across. I hope she didn't move out here for him. I hope she moved out here, then met him.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
move out here so I can steal your car, baby.
All right. And this next one, we'll call Rita in a minute, because this next one is possibly Lou Ferrigno. Big old fucking Lou Ferrigno from the Incredible Hulks.
The Incredible Bulk.
Yeah, big Lou's.
Was also on King of Queens.
I thought that was Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou was on there. He was a neighbor. He was fucking funny.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite series. Kind of reminds me of like Dwight.
Hello, hi. Is that Lou?
Who's this?
Oh, it's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah.
How can you call me Slumber Dwight?
Well, I was calling to let you know. I feel really sorry and really regretful about this. I've been selling some counterfeit merchandise of yours, Lou, and faking your signature and making money in your name.
Paul, be serious. Why are you ringing this number? Be serious.
No, that's why I'm serious. I went through several connections to try to get your phone number. And Chris Kattan finally gave me your number. He gave it up. And so I was calling to talk to you.
Chris Kattan?
Chris Kattan, yes.
All right. So you've been selling stuff illegally and forging someone's signature, and you just thought you were going to call up and apologize?
Yes. But you don't sound like Lou Ferrigno.
I don't sound like him, mate, but I know him. So.
Oh, you know him?
Right, let's get real, mate. Why are you calling this particular number? Where did you get this number from?
I was calling to talk to Lou, and I got it from this number from Chris Kattan.
So what was the outcome that you wanted out of that?
Well, I wanted his forgiveness.
Right, mate. Do me and you both a favor. Don't call this number.
Hey, I'm right by you. I'm right by you. Do you hear that car alarm going off too?
No, that's a different alarm, son.
No, that's my alarm right there.
No, it's not, because I'm looking right at the alarm that's going off. It's a different sound. See, that alarm that I'm looking at, mate, is still going on.
Okay, where's Lou, though? Put him on the phone.
No, I'm telling you, right? I'll have your number, and I'll trace this, and I'll find out who you are. Delete this number, and don't call it again.
You're British. I'm not scared of you. Put Lou on the phone. I need his forgiveness, goddammit. I'm a Christian. I'll turn, I, motherfucker, tonight. I'll rip through my jeans and turn green. Now, right in your face.
Son, I'm from Bradford. Go and fucking Google it. Call us number again. Me and you.
I play soccer. I'll headbutt you. All right, well, that wasn't Lou, but apparently he knows Lou.
Manchester United.
Thank you for calling Hampton Inn & Suites Hollywood. How can I assist you?
Hi. Are you the pool? I have a question, inquiry, concern about the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here. Well, I'm at the pool right now, and I'm doing a TikTok because there's a TikTok challenge out right now where I'm going to be peeing in your pool, but these people won't get out so I can do my TikTok.
I'm sorry, sir?
Well, I would need them to get out of the pool because I'm going to get in the pool and I'm going to pee and film it for TikTok and then I'm going to share it out and get millions of clicks.
Okay. Just give me one second.
And the people won't get out. I've been pushing people. I said, get out of the pool.
Hey, dude, this ain't your pool. Stop pissing in it.
Listen, splash some more. Get piss in your face.
No, the water has to be no more than 80% piss.
Hello?
Let me send the security, sir, in the pool.
Just yeah, send several second. Security because you're going to need to remove all of these peasants out of here because I'm TikTok famous and I don't have to deal with this.
Hey, I booked through Trivago. I'm no peasant.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes, sir. I'll hang up the phone and...
okay, hang on. I'm removing my swim trunks. Hang on. Hang on.
Oh, hey. Dude, you're ugly down there. Put them back on.
It's so small.
No, the pool of water's cold. It's anticipating being cold. It's in. It's an innie.
Security, come in, please.
Ma'am, I've disabled their phones.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Universal. This is Mary. One moment, please.
Wow, don't even give me a fucking option. I gotta mute this.
Holding, this is Mary. How may I assist you?
Hi, Mary. Was that hold necessary since you just came back?
Yes, I had to grab other calls that were calling in at the same time as you, put them on hold, and still allow them to ring, let them know that I am here.
Okay, so the peasants are on hold. Great. I appreciate it. So listen, I'm staying here at the hotel. I don't know if they put me under this special labeling. I am TikTok famous, so I will be treated accordingly. I'm currently in the pool area.
One moment, please. One moment.
Sure.
Thank you so much for holding. This is Mary. How may I assist you?
Hi, Mary. That was quite the hold that you put me on. So listen, I'm in the pool area. I'm the TikTok famous guy. Do I need to reintroduce my credentials?
No, sir. How can I assist you?
Okay. Well, these people in here, and I do mean these people, will not vacate the area of the pool. I'm about to film my next multi-million dollar view TikTok challenge, and they need to get out so I can get in the pool and urinate.
Not getting out. Eat my ass, dude.
Get out of the pool!
No, we're not getting out.
Get out of the pool now!
Sir, what is your room number?
I don't know. It's on the little thing that you gave me, the sleeve thing, but I don't have that on me right now. I'm trying to get into the pool. I'm ankles deep, and this son of a bitch won't get out of the pool. Get your stupid helmet-wearing kid out of the pool!
I will send someone down there to assist you.
No. You just make an announcement over the speaker. Say, if you're not TikTok famous, get the fuck out of the pool.
We're better than you.
That's right. I'm better.
Listen, at the pool.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Mary, hang on.
You may
listen,
be.
Get out of the pool. I'm better than you, and I know it.
I'm going to send security. This is an emergency. Is it security? Have a good day.
It's a what now? It's an emergency?
Thank you for calling Motel 6, Austin Airport South. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Good.
So listen, this is Dwight. I'm calling from over here.
Who's Dwight?
Oh, I'm calling from over here at the Colton House Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just over here. Listen, we just had some unruly guests. I don't know actually how they got checked in here, because I don't know if you noticed, we started doing background checks around here because we've had some damage done to our hotel. They actually broke quite a bit of our older antique furniture, and they plugged up our plumbing, the toilet is broken. Is basically what I'm trying to say. We had to remove them. We kicked them out. They seemed to be intoxicated and very combative. And we wanted to just let you know that we did just put them into an Uber and send them over to you.
Oh my God! Why would you do us like that?
Well, they can't stay here, and I felt bad because she's pregnant. She's pregnant.
No, definitely. I thought that this was going to be a call, like, just to let you know, don't rent to them. Thank you for the heads up. Do you know, so I'm not familiar with your hotel and where you, like, where you're at.
Right.
How far away is it from this motel? Do you know?
We're just, we're just around the corner, really. Because we're just over, we're over here at, do you know where Congress Ave and Colton House Road is? Or we're actually right at Longbow. Yeah, Congress of Longbow Lane.
Let me look it up on my GPS really fast.
Okay.
And are you sure you sent them to this location?
Yeah, yeah. We're actually probably, like, if they come right down.
What was the hotel name that you're from?
If you come down Altdorf Street. We're down at Colton House, and then it's right there. It crosses over, and then they can come right down in Interstate 35. They'd be right there.
It's like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Okay, because I did see a car just pulled up. I'm not sure if it's
I just sent them. Yeah, I just sent them like 6 minutes ago.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of Uber it was? Like what the car looked like?
I didn't. I just found whatever the cheapest and the quickest was.
So you purchased it personally?
Oh yeah. We're paying for it. We just had to get them out of here, and we said, "Hey, Hotel 6, great accommodations, and they're real close by." And so we put them in. We gave the Uber driver the address. We said, "This is where you're going."
And it was 2707, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the heads up. I'm not, like, saying that we're going to send them back to you. I promise, like, nothing like that. But because of what you told me, I'm not going to be able to rent to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, this guy was on and on telling about how he used to – he was a soldier in Nigeria. He was a child soldier. This country owes him so much. We should be putting him up for free. So that's what you're going to be dealing with, like, anytime.
Well, thank you so much for letting me know and giving me that heads up and that we're not blindsided by it. Yeah. I'm actually about to be off in 5 minutes, but I'll let the person know who's coming, like, in for me. I'll let them know everything that you just told me. Thank you so much for that, looking out hotel to hotel, you know?
Yeah, they put sheets, like the bedding sheets, into our toilet. They were flushing it, and I just couldn't have that anymore. And holy shit, my front lobby window! What the fuck is that? Oh, they're back!
Oh my God,
they're back!
Oh
holy
my God,
shit!
Sir, call the police!
Oh, holy fuck!
Why are you kidding me out?
You can't stay here with your pregnant child bride.
Sir, call the police.
Ma'am, I'm gonna hang up. I gotta call the cops.
Of course, no, of course.
Jesus Christ! The lobby window.
Oh no.
Perfect backfire. Perfect. She fell for it. A glut and sinker. He just tried to send a customer on us. Backfire.
Oh.
Halfway through with the car crash sound effect, as if now they've crashed like a fucking semi truck into the fucking hotel. I don't know. That's fucking taking it too far.
Get
probably.
Them on the line and then have them do a car wreck on the way over in Uber.
There you go. That's safer.
Hello.
Hello. Oh my God. I wasn't able to get to him. I wasn't able to call anybody. Hello.
Sir, I'm calling the police right now.
No, this is the only number that lets me call back. Hello.
Sir, I'm on the phone with the police. I'll have them go down there as soon as they can, okay?
No, don't do that. I got security. They're coming through right now.
Oh, okay.
I got security.
Okay, here's the person that's going to be taking over for me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good. I'm not too bad. Did she explain to you the situation that's going on over here?
Kind of. I got like a... Like I kind of heard a little bit about it, basically y'all had like some drunk guy and or drunk people, and they kind of like started breaking property there.
Yeah, well, they had started by they stuffed up our toilets. They'd put bedding sheets down there and flushed them. And then so it stopped up the whole second floor. And then they had broke some of our antique furniture that we had in there.
Oh, okay. And do you know for sure if they're heading here?
Well, they should be because we put them into an Uber, but they came back. So we're putting them back into an Uber. And we're going to send them back to you.
Okay. Okay. For sure.
Yeah, I don't know what she's freaking out about, because I dropped a glass while I was on the phone with her, and she thought that they were outside, like, breaking my lobby window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we dropped, like, one of our waiters had a serving thing full of glasses, and he dropped and he broke them all.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, she said she was going to call the cops, and I'm like, why?
No, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
So I'm just like, alright, I mean.
No, for sure. Yeah, I'll go ahead and let her know.
Yeah, yeah, just let her know. It was just some cups.
Yeah, for sure. I got you.
Alright, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
Hang on 1 second before you go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, is this a prank or something?
Yeah. So don't call the cops.
They're pranking.
Who is this?
It's Dwight. I'm calling from the corporate office of Edward Food.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that you were trying to get somebody to respond to your complaint. And so we were calling back.
Okay.
And so I guess you bought a devil's food cake, a slice of cake, and found a piece of plastic in it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was this the first time buying the devil's food cake, or have you bought this previously?
That's my first time buying it at the deli.
At the deli, okay.
Yeah, I work there.
Oh, you work there? Okay. And and did you go to HR about this?
I went to Matt. Matt gave me April number.
Uh-huh.
And April said she told her boss and informed for Miss Cat to call me concerning this matter, but Miss Cat has yet to call me. And well, let me go back and just tell you the whole thing.
Take it back. All right.
Okay, I brought the cake on August the 17th, which was a Thursday.
It was just a slice, right? Just a slice.
Yeah, it was a slice and put in one of our containers. So when I got home, I got down to almost the last piece, and I was going to give it to my grandson, but some said, no, don't give him that cake. So I went on and ate the cake, and as it was going down my throat, I felt something pinch my throat, and it was like, and I gagged it up. And when I gagged it up, that's when the plastic was in it. So I had called back to the store, because I got off like, I think, about 2 that day. I called back to the store one of the clerks in the office by the name of Ms. Tabitha, I told her about it and I sent her pictures. But Mr. Herb was the manager on duty at that time. So I asked him, did I need to fill out an incident report? And I was like, no, let me just go up to the store and show him what I got. So I showed Mr. Herb. He told me to keep the cake and write Matt a letter. So when he come in the morning, he didn't know what's going on. But I told her, well, you know, I'm going to come by 7 o'clock to get my check. I'll talk to Matt then. So the next day, which was May the 18th, Matt was there. I showed him the cake. He gave me Miss April number. I talked to Miss April, sent her pictures of it and everything. And she told me she'll call me back by Monday. Monday comes, one of the workers, one of my coworkers, Angela Davis, which is my sister, Mel, went to her and told her that April said, don't call her no more. There's nothing she can do about it. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? I said, he came and told you that? She said, yeah. So I hung up and called Matt myself. And I asked Matt, I said, Matt, did you go to my sister and tell her that April said for me not to call her no more, because there's nothing they can do about their cake? He said, yeah, that's what she told me to tell you. I said, she didn't tell you that. I said, because she told me to call her back Monday. She was going to tell me you know who I need to contact, who I need to contact. He said, no, she said, don't call her no more. There's nothing they can do about it. And you can have a nice day. He hung up on me. Hello?
Oh, she gone. Oh, wait a minute. We got to call back. Hello?
You were screaming?
No, I thought that was you, and then I heard a dial tone.
I thought that was you. I was like, what the hell?
No.
I thought it was you.
No.
What that was. But anyway, yeah, that's basically what happened.
Okay. And did you sustain any type of injuries from the plastique?
No, my throat was sore, but I gargled hot water and salt. That went right on back to,
yeah.
It wasn't no bleeding. It wasn't no bleeding or nothing. I gagged it up just to, you know, I guess it didn't really cut nothing down there, nothing to make a major deal out of it.
Okay.
But my throat was sore.
Okay. Did you left the plastic with us, right? The plastic piece?
No, I got the cake and the plastic with me.
Okay.
And I got pictures of it.
We got the pictures, and we determined that was pieces of a hardened piece of a used condom.
Well, where would that come from? That didn't feel like no condom. It's been
applied to heat. Because when the cake was made, the condom had hardened into a hard plastic. The lubrication what it did is it codified it and made it very, very hard. And it, of course, lost its shape. But I'm assuming because of the semen that was inside of it, it changed color.
What the hell?
Yeah, we determined it was a used condom. It was probably used back in the deli.
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wish I was. I do like the fact that our employees are using safe sex practices, but I wish they would not do that at their place of employment. And definitely don't get it.
Is this a joke?
No. I wish it wouldn't get cross-contaminated with our food, of course.
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. No. I don't know why you would think that.
So you mean to tell me somebody in the store was doing it back in the deli?
It appears that way. We can't confirm that. We did do a DNA swab of the entire deli area, but of course it's cleaned down every night. So any type of DNA cross-reference has been washed away. And the best we can do is probably refund you tree fitty.
No, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna give me a lawyer. I already have a lawyer on this.
But you work here. Why you can't sue your employer?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna sue for?
And I'm recording this phone call as we speak too.
Well, you can start recording from this point on, but you didn't inform me you were recording previously, so it's not admissible in court. Yeah, Caitlin?
Who's this?
It's Dwight. I met you on formercriminals.com. I responded to your dating profile.
Did you say formercriminals.com?
Yeah, it's a dating thing. It's like the total opposite of Christian Mingle, which is now gone.
No, I don't know you. And
what do you mean? How do you think I got this number? Like, we've been corresponding on this website for like the last 3 days, and you finally gave me your phone number.
I just asked you what your name is
Dwight.
And why you're talking to me.
Because you told me to call. You said you had free time now.
Definitely don't know you. And I'm not a part of your website.
It's not my website. I'm just on the dating website. You said you were into bad boys when we started talking.
Definitely not.
So all this about me riding on your bike, like the handlebars of your bike, going down the street, drinking and stuff like that, like that was just nothing to you?
I literally don't know why you, as some type of police or something like that, is trying to contact me and be creepy.
I'm not a cop. What are you smoking on? I'll show you my penis to prove I don't have a badge. I'll show you my dick.
Where you're targeting me, and you need to leave me alone.
I'll show you my dick. I'm not a cop.
I don't want to see anything on your life.
I'm not a cop. I'll show you my dick.
That's disgusting.
You contacted me. Like, why am I getting the fucking 10th degree over here? You contacted me on formercriminals.com.
You're trying to do really weird, creepy shit because you think that I'm drinking or something, and you're creeping me out. You need to leave
Michelle?
Me the fuck alone.
No, I'm not. I'm literally responding to you messaging me earlier today. Say, hey, call me at this time. So all day I've been waiting to call you. I call you now. And like what? Like now I'm just a piece of fried bologna over here?
I mean, obviously, yeah, that is what you are.
I'm a fried piece of bologna? Will you be my mayo bread at least?
What did you just call me?
You're my piece of mayo bread.
Male bread?
Mayo. M-A-Y-O. Bread. B-R-E-E-D.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying to make you... You know, you called me a fried piece of bologna. I'm calling you my bread. Like, you know, we're meant to be together. We're like a sandwich. You know, it's seductive. I learned this when I was in jail.
I fucking hate bread, bitch. You don't need to talk to me.
Is it because of the carbs?
Because of the what?
The carbs. The carb content of bread. Is that why you hate it? Are you got a gluten allergy?
My back hurts from talking to you because you're stressing me out, and I don't know
Well, sit down. I'll rub your back. Sit down and I'll rub your back. Let me put my hands on your shoulders. Let's talk.
Don't stress.
It's okay, baby. Easy. Take a deep breath. Let me rub your shoulders.
I hate being called a baby. Don't talk to me.
Well, not like in a infant sense. I'm talking in an endearing sense.
I don't know what you look like. I don't know your name.
You saw I had like five or six like really good lit pictures on that profile on formercriminals.com.
Okay, people like to take pictures and do weird stuff with their pictures, so I'm not going to.
No, I'm just saying I wasn't projecting any shadows or anything. Like I made sure that I was out in the open. What are you uncrinkling? Hello?
Kate, what is your name?
Dwight. Like it literally says on my profile, Dwight the Criminal.
In your fucking life, from your social security card, what is your name?
Dwight.
What is your badge number?
I'm not a cop.
Then why are you playing weird, creepy games?
Ma'am,
trying to creep on a single
person? I don't know if you got somebody setting you up or something, but I literally got the number from a Caitlin on formercriminals.com dating website. We've been corresponding for the last 3 days and said, call me.
Send me some screenshots, bitch.
I mean, if I can't call you,
you little bitch boy.
If I can't call you honey, you can't call me bitch. Not yet.
I would never call you anything. I don't know you.
I haven't even held hands with you yet.
You're not going to touch me.
But how am I going to put a ring on that finger if I can't touch you?
No.
I mean, I saved up dozens of dollars while I was incarcerated. They kept putting it into my commissary account, and I cashed out when I got out, and I put it into an IRA and a savings and loans. I put it into stocks. So I'm just trying to look out for our future. I invested.
Are you trying to make me uncomfortable about my life that I don't fucking have?
No, not at all. Listen, I invested in Bald Man stocks from the internet. I got that Hyphonics coin.
I don't want to know you. I'm sorry about your life. Please get a fucking another subject for your fucking shitty life, you bitch.
Can I ask you, why do you think the cops are targeting you?
Because you said you're from former criminals, you psycho.
Yeah.
And that's what those kind of fucking psychotic people do.
Are you ma'am, can I call you honey, ma'am, maybe?
No, you son of a fucked bitch.
Can I call you honey ham? I don't understand. Like, I'm a criminal.
But I need to know exactly what the fuck is wrong with you.
I want to hold hands with you.
You think you can call people and do this type of shit on your time?
Are the cops still trying to fuck with you even though you're not a former criminal anymore? Like, you're like a legit, reformed, fully functional lady of society?
I'm not a former criminal. People talk to me. Like, I'm a piece of shit all the time, and I don't want to talk to anybody.
No, I'm not.
And you're a piece of shit.
No, I'm talking to you like you're a respectful human being. You could be a CEO of a 500 company. That was not in your profile, but I assume you have the intellectual capacity. Do you like eggs with? Do you like eggs cooked with heat or no?
I do not know what you would mean by that.
Like eggs. How do you like your eggs cooked?
Not by you.
Well, it doesn't have to be by me. I'm just talking in general.
What do you want from me on the phone? Are you trying to meet me for some fucking goddamn reason? Because I don't meet people and I don't like people and I don't want people near me.
I'm not a full-fledged person. I'm actually half lizard. I'm actually kidding. I'm trying to break the ice with you because you're being combative.
I don't love a singular goddamn motherfucking human being or trust one. I don't want to talk to you, but I want to know why your bitch ass is fucking trying to talk to me.
Can you move over by the window real quick? The drone can't get a good view yet.
The drone in Arkansas is not legal to be fucking trying to view me with.
I'm a former criminal. You think I don't know how to skirt the law? Hey, move to your left.
How uncomfortable are you trying to make me?
No, just move to your left just a little bit.
For what?
I just want to... Where are you going? Why are you moving around like that? Hello?
Literally, why?
You need more volume in your hair. Can you fluff your hair?
Can you continue to do this?
Can you fluff your hair? You need more volume.
Excuse me?
You need more volume in your hair. Can you fluff your hair? And then arch your back a little bit. Now meow at me like you're a cat.
Are you trying to give me, like, nausea-type feeling?
Heartburn, indigestion, diarrhea. That's a Pepto-Bismol commercial if I've ever heard it.
What do you need today?
Listen.
Is there something wrong
listen,
with you?
No, listen, honey, baby. I'm your cure. I'm here for you.
Oh.
We talked about all your wants, all your dreams, all your needs, and all your defects online on formercriminals.com. And I embrace all of that.
I don't have time for you.
I will be with you, but I will be out of your 3-foot bubble. I will embrace your safe space. I'll buy you a malt down at the local soda jerk shop. We'll go to the Sadie Hawkins dance if you'll have me. We'll meet Jesse, Lisa, Zach, and Slater down at the Max. Max will do one of his dumb magic tricks while we're at our table eating our fries. But I have to have turnip fries because I'm cutting up carbs. So you can have regular fries. I'll have turnip fries. Caitlin, I'll paint your toes.
No.
You ever had your toes painted with gravy?
I'd rather never.
No, it's good for when you're going to suck toes. You paint your other's toenails with gravy, and then it flavors the toes.
My life. You can't make me.
I want you to voluntarily do this. I don't want to make you. I don't want to talk you into it. I want you to be like, this is my criminal I want to be with for the rest of my life. You could be my gravy and I'll be your mashed potatoes. We go so well together. Caitlin, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? My drone crashed.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got 5 more.
You said what?
I got 5 more. It's okay. That one's, I can write that off on my taxes.
Did you say something? A girl crashed?
My drone crashed. Hang on, I gotta pee. So tell me, what's your astrological sign?
I'm not a person. So I wouldn't have one.
What do you identify as if you're not a person?
I'm used to
sit down.
Talk to people that are similar to you.
Similar to me? What is you're so yeah, you're into criminals. Okay.
Just whoever wants to be very horrible to me, I don't know exactly.
I want to kiss your hand after I wash my hands. I got to wash my hands first.
Which sounds very similar to people that when I get uncomfortable and I never want to fucking talk to them again.
What makes you so uncomfortable, Caitlin?
You sound like an abuser.
What? I sound like nothing but loving? I adore you?
For fucking what reason? For listen, 3 days of talking to me on some made-up website?
It's not made up. You can look up our website. You've been on it. I don't know why you think it's made up, but listen. I will be your Dory, and you can be my Nemo, and I will find you. If you're lost, I will find you.
Bitch, I would have died. You're a piece of shit.
No. I have tracking skills. I'm Native American fish.
Fish?
I'm a Native American fish. I was born over 150 years ago. I've come back in a spirit.
I'm sorry you're this sad that you called me.
No, I like you. I like your antics. I like the way you curl your toe hair. Like, it's really fashionable. I like the way... Do you like a man that's creative?
No, I don't like a man.
I have a patent on a brand new pack of men's underwear. It's all made out of cooked bacon. And it's one use only. I got a patent on it right now. I'm getting ready to take it to market.
give it to your girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend. I just got out of jail. Listen, I'll be your pit bull. I'll randomly eat your face. I'll do whatever you need.
I don't like that.
But I'm trying to do whatever I need to be with you.
I don't have anything that would make me want you.
I'll be your proctologist and I'll check your asshole. I mean, I don't know what I need to do here.
I really don't need your help.
But no, I know you don't need, but we all have wants. Come on, sweetie, don't be a bitch here.
Where do you work?
I'm looking for a job. I'm going to put that out there right now. I'm looking. My first idea is DoorDash. I think as long as I have a valid license and I don't think they do background checks. I'm looking at making upwards of probably $13.25 an hour. And that's nothing to turn your nose up at. Like, I can keep you in, like, Versace, Vera Wang with that type of wages. Yeah.
I don't want anything from anyone.
Well, no, this is no strings attached. Like, I would never ask for anything in return for anything I give you. Except, like, a little bit of sex.
I don't talk to people. And I've been talking to you for too long, and I'm very, very uncomfortable.
What about me makes you uncomfortable?
Just the fact that you're just being creepy and doing weird stuff that someone who's trying to just mess with a single person would do.
No. How long until you go to bed?
I don't have a bedtime, and I think that you need to call people.
No, because I'm just thinking that when you go to bed, you can lay the
egging them on like a fucking whole creep who it's their job to be a creep.
I'm just thinking you could put the phone next to your pillow, and I can listen to you breathe when you go to sleep.
I'm sure that's something that you've made for yourself already.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you drinking?
I'm near a bit of pee, which made me a little sick for a second.
Ew. Why are you near pee?
Bitch. You don't need to know why there's pee near. That made me feel sick for a minute. You are a piece of fucked shit. You need to find a new hobby because I'm not yours to look on and fuck with. I don't know who sent you. I don't know what you are doing. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay. Fair enough. Did you want me to go now?
Go? What is your name? Where do you work?
My name is Dwight, and I'm an aspiring DoorDash driver.
No, you're lying to me. Just to creep me out.
No, I'm asking, would you like me to leave?
You need to give me your real credentials. Because you're trying to contact me for sex, so you need to give me your identification.
I mean, I've given you all the information that you need.
You haven't. No, you have not given me all the information that I need. Calling me from this phone number.
Can I leave now? Can I? I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna leave.
For what?
Because you're uncomfortable, so I have to leave now.
I'm happy that you would leave me alone if I was uncomfortable, and that you're leaving me because you're fucking lying to me and being a psycho. I don't know who the fuck you are, but you need to leave people alone. Because
okay, can I leave? Can I leave now?
I've just been captive my whole life, and I'm crazy, and I don't know what to do. You need to leave me the fuck alone, you asshole!
Okay, can I leave now?
bitch boy fuck off whenever the fuck you feel like. Your bitch ass can fucking get off the fucking phone unless you're getting paid by the minute.
You're creeping me out now.
Eat a fat dick in hell.
Can I leave now?
Why are you asking me if you can leave when you fucking called me?
I'm asking to be nice. Can I leave now, please? Please release
nice?
Me. Please release me
since
from my
when
binds.
Have you been nice since you fucking called me about a made-up website being a bitch-ass piece of shit like this?
Can I leave now?
Did you scare the lady like you wanted to?
No, please give Dobby his sock so he could be released.
What?
I'm Dobby. Release me. Give me a piece of clothes. Give me a sock so I can go. Can I go now?
I'm literally just wondering who sent you, why you're calling, what your real name is.
My name's Dwight.
Like that.
Can I go now?
Are you paid in gift cards? Do you work for a private investigation company?
I just want you to tell me I can go, so I want to go watch the...
I don't trust one singular bitch in my life. You are fucking a weirdo. You are a fucking little psycho shithead, and you called me to be weird.
I want
to
go watch the Barbie movie. Tell me I can go.
Bitch, why would you watch that?
Please, please tell me I can go.
Tell you can go.
Yeah, well, please release me.
Fucking where are you gonna go? California, where you thought you're from, but you're not because it's a fake number?
Yes.
Can yeah.
Can I go now?
I don't care about your life. You're such a shithead.
Okay,
fuck
can
you.
I, but can I go now?
Only not. I hate you, die, I guess.
After talking to her, this is how I feel now. Like, I just want to pull my remaining hairs out.
Totally neurotic.
That was crazy.
Paranoid.
That was fucking Michelle.
Lord.
That was so Michelle.
Please
like,
release me.
We got a new candidate.
That was Michelle.
Oh my
like, gosh. As soon as she started talking, I was like, this is fucking Michelle. This is like Michelle's
this
twin
Gen
fucking
2.
Sister over here.
And
now I need to go put this shit back on Do Not Disturb and put call forwarding on before her crazy ass calls back. Do not disturb.
If
oh,
you
yeah.
got her on the bot, that would be hilarious.
Oh no. She'll talk to that bot forever. She's got my number, she's gonna be calling forever.
Jesus. Like let it go, lady. Let
You're
it go.
In trouble.
I don't know what she's been through, but
got down low.
Obsessing. I think obsessing is probably on her list of things to do.
I'm scared.